This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Life, you know, her music and her support of cancer research.
Have they got the pants that she wore at the end of Greece? Do you know if they're...
I'm not too sure if they did. I do know that they had two frocks. One of the red
frocks. I haven't heard that word. Frocks.
one that she wore in the 80s when she met at the Sydney Opera House for one of the Royal Gala performances.
Okay.
And another one is one of her white with gold. Gold braid through it. Both items are simply stunning.
Okay.
And they were with designed by her designer that she's been using for many, many decades. So,
Right. Look,
I think we'll get a chance to see them up close very, very soon once we can get out and about.
Yes.
So,
or online, as you said, online.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
All right. So, Rowan, if people want to hear more of the little bits and pieces that you've got your ear to the ground for, where do they go?
They can go to Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au. We're publishing every day, so the website gets updated every day. And they can also find us on Facebook as well, so they can see a bit more things that are a little bit behind the scenes of what we actually do.
Brilliant. As always, thank you so much, Rowan, for your arts gossip.
Thanks for having me, David, and look forward to seeing you in a fortnight.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine. We'll be back real soon.
Joy.org.au, where our diverse communities can come together across the nation, across the globe. Joy.
Give Out Day is just around the corner. A chance for you to support rainbow organisations. With your donation, Joy will upskill a network of LGBTIQA+ identifying people in regional, rural and remote communities, enabling them to share their stories through all Joy platforms. Help us make this exciting new project a reality. For more information about the project and to donate, head to giveout.org.au/joy. That's giveout.org.au/joy.
A Joy community service message.
Joy 94.9 is a community radio station that relies on the support of our members to remain on air.
You can sign up as a member as an individual, concession, not-for-profit organisation, or if you're a business owner and you want to support Joy, become a business member.
You will receive a 15-second brand awareness spot that will play on air every week for a year.
Being heard by over 600,000 monthly listeners, valued at $1,800.
Plus a 15% discount on a full Joy sponsorship package.
For more information, head to joy.org.au/services.
Welcome back to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm David Hunt, and my next artist, boy, is she international or what? You're like, when do you hear about where her mum's from, where her dad's from, where she was born? You're like, she's got it all. She's covered it all. And here she is in Melbourne. Abulgiana, hello and welcome to Sunday Arts Magazine.
Hello, David. Thank you for having me.
Now, as always, we like to start off with a background on who you are. As I just told our audience, is that you're very international with your upbringing. Tell us, where did the interest in the arts come from for you?
I work as a curator, so I predominantly work closely with artists.
Yep.
I never grown up with the art family or anything like that. My parents are just the random people who struggle to earn the money in the form of us. But actually, I started getting engaged in art when I moved to China in early 2000 as a student from Belgrade.
What was that like? Like being a student in China?
Well, it was a very amazing experience and a very special moment to be in China in early 2000. And I think just thanks to that very moment, my I got encounter with artistic scene there that at that moment in early 2000 was still underground very much and absolutely different from today.
Yeah.
With no museums and no big scale institution where market just started. So I was lucky enough to encounter artists organize exhibition and physically experience them that happen in, you know, underground garages, private spaces. And I learned basically curating from artists, being with them and spending time with them. And all these things that we know about Chinese contemporary art today started a little bit later, like 2004, 2005, when the private sector started entering with investment.
Yeah. Was there a threat, you know, because of being so underground and you're like a new thing happening in China? Was there a threat that they, you know, like the authorities were watching? You know, like was there that an unstable feeling with the artist?
You know, I think at those times was slightly different because most of these events were not hugely public, I would say. You know, they yeah. were happening for a group of very close friends and peers or people who kind of shared same values or who would think that these kind of things are important, you know. But I think, of course, the issue of censorship in relation to China is a very common question that I come across. But I think what at that time was important is that you don't kind of self-censor yourself. And I mean, this is kind of also something that is very much relevant to every local context because our environments are becoming extremely conservative.
Okay. So how did you end up in Australia?
I arrived at the right moment in early March this year.
Whoa, you couldn't have picked a worse time. So consequently,
just when the world fall apart.
So therefore you haven't seen anything of Melbourne.
I mean, this is not my first time to Australia. I was here two times before.
Okay.
So, but unfortunately this year we were not that lucky enough to walk around that much. So except the Glen Iris where I'm based in. But I actually started the practice-based PhD in curatorial practice in Monash University. And I moved with my family, with my partner and my son who is 5 years old early in March when the borders are still open and we left from Belgrade and Belgrade had zero cases, you know,
right.
When we left. And we're here and we're going to stay here for some time.
Right. Okay. Well, I hope you can get out and see this beautiful city of ours. So the art of writing, tell me, what is this all about? Because in isolation, you know, like we're looking to do things we normally don't do. The guest I had on just before you was a songwriter, you know, like, and in writing songs in isolation on top of a day job. Why is it really important that we use writing? Because it is a real art form and we're losing it, aren't we?
Yes, I mean, when the second wave kicked, my way of working is really kind of responding to certain urgencies. And when we went into a second lockdown, I discussed with Victoria Lin, director of Theravada Museum of Art, that maybe we should kind of try to reflect on the situation that we are in and try to propose mode of working where institutions maybe they don't just go online, but really think how we can work through these conditions of isolation. So we started this long-term inquiry, art as an essential activity. And we started with the first project by Chinese American artists, Jespie Zheng, and with the project Stories from the Room. And that very project started from artist experience in the lockdown in New York staying for months in a small apartment with her cat, and really trying to record that experience. And of course, there has been a lot of writing about lockdowns and this sense of isolation, but I think it's extremely important that it's done and archived properly through writing. And I think when we enter into the second lockdown, I think for Victorians was extremely difficult because it was the only isolated state within Australia. So we decided maybe to start a project with that and try to record, archive and publicly share that experience that all of us are going through and kind of find the sense of solidarity through that writings.
And what are you, have you found everything you're looking for, or are you inviting us to write? What's the premise?
So basically, artist invites everyone to share their experience through writing. Writing could be through email for those who are very accustomed to a world of Zoom, like two of us today, but also to people who can or don't want to do digital one. They can just post the letter or series of letters to Theravada Museum. And we also encourage people to write the way they really feel most appropriate for them. It could be just one sentence or a poem or a series of contribution on an ongoing basis. And it could be in any different language that they feel most
comfortable with.
Yes. Yep. So we've been trying to also reach through this project very different communities who are living in Victoria and different language groups, trying to encourage them to participate, as well as different age groups as well. As well as, I think, vulnerable communities, which I think it's very important to reach for them these times.
So you're going to archive it, but what then happens with it?
Yes. So basically, we are in the process of receiving these contributions.
Is it too late? Could I do it?
No. Yeah. No. Yes, it's just the right time. There is no deadline. So it's an ongoing project. And people can contribute now or anytime in the coming months. And hopefully when museum opens, we hope end of November, let's say.
Yeah.
Then this archive will be presented in an installation within the museum. So there will be a physical presence of that very archive, so people can actually read, and each participant who contributed would have their own folder. And that will become a part of the bigger archive that artists collected over last 8 months.
Right. And will it also be on digitally as well? I'm sure it will be.
I mean, we will have a digitally scanned and preserved, but I think what is very important for me and the artist is to have that physical presence.
I agree.
We are very much accustomed to the digital world and our computer and the modes of kind of distancing. So having this physicality with these pieces of writings is very important within the museum.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And also we're going to be so hungry to actually go to a museum or a space and actually touch things again, aren't we? Would be lovely going through the folders and just reading bits and pieces or getting engrossed in somebody's story.
Yeah, I think this is something that we also think a lot about, and this is something that will be addressed in an upcoming project that we will announce in 10 days or so, just thinking about how we can re-invite people to come back to the museum and feel comfortable again encountering the artworks, the art museum as institutions, and feeling very safe. So we're going to soon announce a project by Mexican artist Mario Garcia Torres, which will be, I shouldn't say too much about it, but...
Don't give it away.
Yeah, an initiative of a few museums in Melbourne.
Right. Okay, brilliant. So how can we find out more about it? What's the website?
So please visit the Tarawara Museum of Art website and follow their Facebook and Instagram. And I think everything will be announced there soon. And please, there is the email address where you can contribute if you would like to from your stories of the room. Or the Jaspis Jung project that is now ongoing.
And do you know the website address offhand for people to look up?
Sorry, say it again.
The website address, do you know it offhand?
Sorry, yes, I can read it. It's www.twma.com.au.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, lovely chatting with you, and what an amazing life you've led alone, let alone what you're doing here in Melbourne right now. So congratulations on your stellar career, and I think it's really important what you're doing there. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.